Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Zoe, how are you?
I'm well. I feel very relaxed after that Nick Cave.
That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, nice sort of ease you into your day,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we're not alone, though. We've got Joe Randerson.
Hello, yes. Kia ora. Kia ora. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you back up. Yeah. It's been a wee while.
Oh, I love BFM. You guys make the best coffees, and you're so friendly. Yeah, you're awesome.
Oh, awesome. Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
Well, I want to talk to Joe about your latest feat called Sing It To My Face.
Mm-hmm.
Sing It To My Face is an intergenerational conflict through song, which sounds super cool. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
I guess it's almost like a sung documentary. It's not really theatre. So all of the words, what we've done is we put out surveys to public surveys, so anyone is welcome to answer them. And we ask people to answer in either an under 30-year-old, 30 to 60 or 60 plus. So we've like deliberately generalised and made these groups. And we've asked people, you know, what do you think about for yourself as a generation? What's hard? What are your challenges? What are you good at? And then people have to also answer what they think about the other generation. Same kind of thing. Like, what advice do you want to give them? What are they doing wrong? But also, what might be some of the challenges for them? So we're kind of deliberately asking people to like generalise to see what's there. Because I think we've probably all heard the kind of stereotypes that we all have of each other, like millennials always on their phone, they don't care about the planet.
They don't buy diamonds anymore.
That's what's wrong with them. So it's kind of like trying to draw that stuff out, but then in a way so we can actually start to figure out where we connect as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's interesting that one of the stereotypes that came out for millennials was that they don't care about the planet. Because I almost feel like we have that perception of older generations and we're like, boomers.
That's right. I grew up, my mum was a big peace movement activist, right?
Yes.
And then I think often about that branding of peace. Like, we don't really talk about peace anymore, but we talk about maybe compassion and mindfulness or world harmony and unity, diversity, inclusion. It's kind of the same thing. It's just like got a different brand on it. And we're probably talking about it on social media.
Totally.
Not in church or something. So it's still there. And I think that's what I was starting to notice, is that I was talking to some older people who felt a little bit despondent. They felt like people weren't picking up the charge. I think it's changed now, though. Me and Zoe were just talking about in the last year, there feels like there's been this tipping point around climate change.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that we're starting to see that this is a massive intergenerational, international problem that we're all going to have to just fight real hard for.
Yeah, cool. Totally.
With this show, I'm getting like mega Bye Bye Birdie, like, anyway, the one
beautiful
about kids.
Keep it going.
This is actually a singing segment now. But who is the youngest member and who's the oldest? Like, what age groups are?
We
span?
Definitely have a 5-year-old.
Whoa!
And we also have at least a 76-year-old. I haven't asked exactly the ages of the over 60s, but there's definitely a 76-year-old who has one of the funniest lines in the show. So all of the lines in the show are written by, no, I haven't written anything. What I've done is organised the survey responses into a libretto. And then we have Julian Raphael, who is an incredible, legendary community musician who put all of that to music. So he's created this beautiful music that everyone sings. But one of the singers says a line, just being alive at 76, biking around Auckland is no mean feat.
This is so true.
And it gets such a big, it got a huge, we previewed last night. So, it was great to feel a big laugh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did anything surprise you from the surveys? Like, what people were saying about other generations or about themselves? Was there anything that made you think, what?
Yeah, I think I was surprised how all the generations wanted to claim for themselves how much they had changed the world and were trying to make it a better place.
Mm, interesting.
So no one is really saying, I think we nailed it and the world is exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
Like the over 60s say, look, we made the 60s revolution happen. And the middle ages are saying, you know, we're the ones who are changing and diversifying structures. So I think that surprised me, actually, that people are all trying to make change and make shift. And I guess maybe that shouldn't surprise me, actually.
That's
I think it's nice. It's nice. I think it's interesting because I've never really thought about it in that term of like the peace movement and things like that. But it is kind of like everybody sees things through the language of the time and the language of their generation. And sometimes you sort of miss that actually those shared goals are the same maybe as well. I think music is such a beautiful fulcrum to use to tie it all together as well, because that is a great unifier is sound. You have such an emotional response to it.
That's right. And so when you get, you know, four different generations all singing in harmony together and quite aggressively, like sometimes they're saying, like the under 30s are saying, like, you stuffed us, made us pay for uni superannuation. And the, you know, the volume you can get at when you're singing is pretty powerful. But because it is, as you're saying, it's through song, there is a grace to it, which means that people can, I think, hear what we're saying without it turning into a fist fight. And I guess that's the point for us, is these things need to be said, but rather than just kind of like Facebooking them to each other or sort of mumbling at dinner parties about the young ones, you know, what if we sort of had it out in a way through song and in a way that can, bring us together too.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Do you think that the show sort of highlights the possible negative impacts of age prejudice? Because we talk about many other forms of prejudice, but I know that I am definitely guilty of being like, oh, you bloody boomer, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it is sometimes unhelpful, and the play seems to highlight that. Yeah,
I think so. I do think about that we talk about diversity, and I know that that's not even a word that many of us like to use anymore because it gets tokenized as well. But yes, that's right. We don't. The first time we did the show, there were some students in it who said, oh gosh, I haven't actually seen someone over 60 for quite a few months, you know, because they're in the university bubble or whatever.
Totally.
We do all get caught in these little bubbles, and not just age, but age is one of them that we don't often talk about. So I think there is a feeling when you just have all these generations and you reflect on, oh, well, where am I? Or I used to be like that, or I might be like that, or I don't want to be like that, or whatever the things are that you think. But you get to sort of reflect on your journey through life, and that's powerful.
That's so
wonderful.
Cool.
Thank you so much. Oh,
pleasure.
Yeah, so if you want to go see this show, Sing It To My Face is at the Concert Chamber in the Auckland Town Hall. So that's beautiful, beautiful venue. You guys previewed yesterday, but it goes until Sunday, the 20th of October. It's at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, and then Sunday is the matinee. $15 is the cheapest and $45 is the most expensive. So if that's your price range, totally go see it. It sounds really awesome and like a nice perspective that's not often shown.
It's pretty unique. I don't think you'll see shows like this very often. So yeah, it'd be great to see people there. Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, Rachel.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. It's a pleasure to have you up. What else is on this weekend if people want to head along to something, Zoe?
Super crazy, cool show at Basement Studio called Worm. Opened on Tuesday but closes tomorrow, so you've got two nights to go see it. Worm is a one-woman show by the incredible Phoebe Hearst, who was in my favourite play of all time, Mr. Burns.
Nice.
I love that play. But anyway, Mr. Burns isn't on. But Worm is super entertaining, kind of disturbing. I guess when we ponder the humble worm, it's a squirmy, wriggling wee beast. And it concerns itself only with eating and procreation.
Fair play.
So this play, Phoebe Hearst explores the existence of the worm through like clown styles or
cool.
Buffon. It'll be very, very absurd, very rude. Dare I say seductive?
Seductive worms. Well, it's not something I thought we were going to talk about on the breakfast show this morning.
No.
But I'm happy that we're here.
But yeah, definitely not one to be missed. Sounds super crazy. It's at 6:30 p.m., $15 to $28. And while I was researching this play and worms, an extra worm fact is that the biggest earthworm can get up to 6.7 metres long.
Ugh, that is terrifying.
The African giant earthworm is its name.
Tess is not having a great time over in the corner there. No.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Worm, Basement Studio.
Brilliant.
Another one at Basement. There's a good wee basement package on. Is called First World Problems 2.0, and that's on at 8 p.m. So I think you'll be able to do the
squash
basement,
them both in.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Double play.
That's a great show. That one.
Oh, awesome. So it's an anthology of 16 short plays staged by members of Auckland's South Asian community, And I guess the stereotypical association with that part of the world is like lots of colour and vibrancy, and there definitely is a bit of that, but it's also not about reinforcing those stereotypes, and it works as a nice platform for South Asian creatives to express their experience also in their Auckland home.
Cool.
So while there are 16 plays, I feel like it's directed very effortlessly, so it's a whole
thing.
They
all sort of sit together.
All part of a nice...
And you
nice
enjoyed puzzles. It, Jo, did you?
I actually, we were doing a dress rehearsal at the same time, but we came down afterwards and there was such a big buzz in the crowd and everyone
so cool.
who'd just seen it.
Nice.
And it felt, been
that's
amazing.
Exciting, always being able to see the tail end of something like that. So you might be able to squash both those plays in if you head along
you
to the basement.
I think Worm's probably about an hour.
Cool.
So,
make
go
a
see
night
those two
of
shows.
It.
And then also... Again, sing it to my face with Jo Randerson's wonderful creative might.
Awesome. It's a big buzzy time here in Auckland at the moment.
It's very cool.
So much on.
Much on indeed. Well, thank you both so much. Pleasure to have you in the studio.
Welcome. See you, Rachel.
See ya.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.